Your name?
I'm Millet Panga. I teach ESOL at James McHenry Elementary School. I arrived in 2005 through the H-1B program.
And what brings you outside the White House today?
Okay, we're here to appeal to President Obama to provide the international teachers from Prince George's County Public School System some sort of like relief in the form of special visas or deferred status while the case is ongoing in the Department of Labor.
What's going on with international teachers in Prince George's County right now? Explain what's at risk here.
Okay. The Department of Labor found our school board to be guilty of violating some H-1B laws. Specifically, they should have paid some fees, but they were actually paid by the teachers. So because of that, the Department of Labor, because they found our school board a willful violator, they will be debarred for 2 years if this decision becomes final. And that would mean that the visas will be extended, no sponsorship will be processed for all these international teachers for 2 years.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Prince George's County goes all the way to Manila, to the Philippines, and recruit, and in other places, but largely to the Philippines, and recruits teachers who come over, and then fails to pay their visa fees, which is required under the H-1B program.
Right.
And so then the Department of Labor is punishing Prince George's County, but the real victim, it seems, here is the teachers who were the victims in the first place.
True, and that's why we're here, because it's just like, you know, catch-22. We're being victimized twice. You know, instead of protecting us, being the victims of, you know, the mistakes of our employers, now we're actually being penalized for that mistake. So teachers have lost, some of the teachers have lost their status. That means losing their jobs. You know, these teachers have families. They've uprooted their lives here. They make United States as their second home. And now, you know, they're not given sufficient time for transition. So some of the teachers learned about the non-processing around July 7 and July 11, and their visas already expired July 5. So that means their papers were just there in the human resources. They're not moving the papers, but they were not informing the teachers.
How is it that so many teachers, more than 1,000 teachers in total from overseas that came to teach in Prince George's County, how did that situation come to be?
Well, when they recruited us in 2005, it is for the reason that they need to comply with the No Child Left Behind policy of having highly qualified teachers, and particularly in critical areas such as on special education, math, science, and ESOL. So from 2004 up to 2009, they've recruited teachers to fill this need.
And they would take
vacancies.
Trips all the way
yes,
to Manila.
Yes, every year. Some representatives from the school board would travel to Manila to personally interview the teachers.
And so, we'll talk about your situation. Are you personally impacted by this?
I'm not directly hit by this problem. I was one of those teachers whose permanent resident application was processed in 2009.
So why are you out here if you're not directly impacted?
Well, I'm here because, first, personally, I believe that this is very unjust. This violates human rights. I'm here to provide full support to all the international teachers. I'm here to share my strength. I'm here to provide them, to serve as an anchor tool, and to lend my voice so that we can actually inform everybody of what's going on in our school system.
Walk us through some of the protests that you've had outside the Department of Labor.
We also had one last week in front of the USCIS.
Can you explain why Department of Labor, why USCIS?
Why Department of Labor? Because Department of Labor is the very agency whom we are asking for, like, justice. I mean, I know that they meant to protect us by actually, telling us that we will be refunded with those back wage pays, but that's not what we're really after. We're after our jobs. We want to save our jobs. We want to remain here so that we can continue the very purpose why we went to the United States, and that is to teach.
And Department of Homeland Security, I think, was one of the protests?
Yes, we held one in front of the Department of Homeland Security because we're, again, asking for some relief, because we know that agency can provide it with some sort of like deferred status while the case is still ongoing.
It seems like Prince George's County is undergoing mass layoffs, and it seems like this is convenient as far as this is a mass layoff of teachers. The least vulnerable teachers are able to fight back. What do you have a message for the county?
When you recruited us, when you went to Manila from 2004 to 2009, you promised that you would take good care of us. You know, we fulfilled our promise that we would be diligently working, that we would be doing our best to serve the families and the students of the Prince George's County community. So the message that I would like to say to them is that please keep your promise to us. You know, this is not just like reduction in force based on budget, see? But this is, I feel like this is just a quick way. You know, do not make us your scapegoat in answering, I mean, to your problems, to your budget problems.
Where has the union been on this issue? I was speaking with a teacher earlier who is tenured, a tenured teacher in Prince George's County. But now, if this holds this ruling by Department of Labor against Prince George's County, her visa will not be renewed and she will have to return to the Philippines, a tenured teacher in Prince George's County.
Our union has provided the four interested parties to the Dole settlement with a lawyer. Unfortunately, there is no concrete like action on how to really attend to the needs or how to really help these teachers who are, you know, directly, immediately affected by the non-processing of papers.
Any final thoughts you want to share?
I would like to appeal to everybody to come and support us. We have like an online petition right now that's directed to the Senate, to Secretary Solis, and to the Congress. So we are appealing for equitable resolution to our problem. So we hope that we will be spared from the penalty or the punishment that is being sanctioned our school system.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.